Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by Chris Kelly from the Shepherd's Museum in Columbia, Louisiana. Welcome. Thanks for being with us today.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Tell me, some people don't know where the Shepherd's even is. So where are you located in Columbia? I drove through Columbia the other day and I saw the sign that said Shepherd's, and it was at like a little fork in the road.
Yeah, so right there at the fork. That's the Martin Home Place if you take that road. But we're in Columbia, in the historic part of Columbia, which unfortunately now is kind of bypassed since 165 expanded. So when you come off and when you go over the river and you hit to the red light, take a left. That'd be Church Street. Go down two blocks and turn left onto Main Street. We're up against the levee in the historic Shepherd's building built in 1916.
Now, you've got, you've been having all kinds of stuff down there. Y'all have been cranked up in high gear here recently, but you're, summertime, there's a lot going on. You just got through, I know Caldwell Parish, because I came through the other day, I had to go to a funeral in Alexandria, and came through, and there was a giant hot dog.
Yeah, that's right. So the rodeo is a major attraction.
It said rodeo time.
Yeah, it's a major attraction every year. And kind of theme-wise with that, we're showcasing a group of photography in the museum called 3C Cowgirl Photography. So the origin of that is there's three young ladies which have incredible talent. They're high school age, by the way.
All right.
So they're amazingly talented, and they are all about the cowboy lifestyle and taking pictures of ranching, and so you really won't be disappointed. So we opened that the same weekend as the rodeo, and but that runs through the end of the month.
Okay, so you still, the rodeo's over, but you got a chance to see all the pictures.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, you've got something going on in June. It says the Downstairs Gallery. You've got one of my friends, Amanda Rowe.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you've got Brandy Williams. I don't know Brandy, but I've seen some of Amanda's stuff.
Yeah, she's brilliant. So we actually divide the building in half, the upstairs gallery and downstairs. So upstairs we have the 3C Cowgirl Photography. Downstairs we have Amanda Rowe, who's done a series on war dogs is the title. So she's taken amazing pictures from World War I of servicemen and their animals, service animals.
Okay.
And she's used those as inspiration for a series. Awesome stuff. And so it's really kind of illuminating an untold story of these service animals and their relationship. You might look at it and it might feel a little dark, but the story's there and it's beautifully done. And then same gallery on the other wall, we have Brandy Williams, who's actually from West Monroe. And she's done a huge series on, she calls City Strolling, so some time in New York City, but it's got some beautiful paintings, it's got some beautiful photography. So we're kind of all over the place this month trying a cross-section, but really not to be missed. Running through all three through the end of the month.
All right, summertime. School's out.
That's right.
You need something for the kids.
That's
to do.
Right. And we've got you there, too. So we have a summer camp that's next week. I think there's still a spot. So it's basically in the afternoons next week, we'll do photography, we'll do mixed media collage, we'll do acrylic painting, we'll do watercolor. We're going to be all over the place giving young kids a chance to get the flavor of all of these artistic mediums. And then in the end of July, we're going to do another summer camp. That's heavy on mixed media, and we're going to build backpacks. We're going to build teddy bears. We're going to do a lot of textile work and then actually write and illustrate a storybook. So I can't wait to do this. It's going to be a blast.
So those are for kids. Now, those are typically like, are they day camps, morning camps? How do you do
it? It's the afternoon. Yeah,
okay.
It's the afternoon.
Afternoons.
So 12 to 4, basically. There's still spots available. If you want, give us a call at the Shepherd's. It's area code 318-649-9931. Or, of course, online at shepherdsmuseum.com.
Okay, I don't know anything about painting anything. you've got something called Paint Night.
Yeah,
that sounds like something you could come out and maybe learn.
Absolutely. We have a really talented friend. Her name is Celeste Potgeater. And she's going to be helping us with the camp for kids. But also next week, Thursday night, we will have a paint night for adults. Hey, come and have a glass of wine. Get your artistic mood flowing, and we're going to generate you're going to generate your own canvas. But you're going to learn a little bit of skills first. So I'm really excited about turning people on. And, of course, it does the proceeds benefit the Shepherd's Museum as we do all these other outreach materials. But a wonderful evening. That's going to be this coming Thursday next, the 27th, in the evening time, 7 o'clock, and it will be a blast. There's still spots available for that, too.
I asked my priest one time, I said, you know, Christmas Eve, what time is midnight mass?
Yeah.
And he said 10:30.
That's right.
And a lot of people were confused. You're celebrating the 4th of July
in June.
Okay, get me straight here.
Well, it just to make sure it's easy for people's calendar. So on the 29th of June, which is the Saturday a week from this Saturday, so we'll celebrate July 4th early. But what we're going to do is that's going to be our closing reception that evening for all these wonderful artists that we have for the month of June. We're also going to have all kinds of stuff for the kids outside, a bouncy house, art. If you draw a picture, we've got all kinds of prizes to give out to young kids. And then, of course, the town of Columbia has a beautiful fireworks display about 9 o'clock when it gets dark. So come between 6 and 9, stay, have some food. We've got great drinks. We'll have all kinds of stuff going on. Bring the kids. It's very relaxed. Couldn't be more scenic. And then watch the fireworks and come on home.
In the month of July, you also have in the main gallery the Making a Movie, Dinosaurs. You've got Rocky Boudreaux's works as well. And then you kind of finish up July with a murder mystery dinner theater.
Yeah, I'm totally excited about the month of July, too, because so Rocky Boudreaux is a friend of mine. He does amazing photography. But he develops in the antique processes, so the platinum palladium, the salt processes, which we don't see anymore. So those works will be on display, but also making a movie about dinosaurs and the actual artistry of the art boards and developing the process. So we're going to have a lot of fun. And then Murder Mystery Dinner Theater. You won't get a better meal and a great show with Twin City Entertainment.
And that's on July 26th and 27th.
Right.
Tickets $50. For folks to find out more about the Shepus and what's going on in Columbia.
Of course, find us online at shepusmuseum.com. That's S-C-H-E-P-I-S, museum.com. Or, of course, on Facebook, Instagram. Or give us a call, 649-9931.
You've been listening to Lanyup. To find out about this and other events, visit our website at kedm.org.